1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
And I thought I would start this hour by doing some reading. I don't know. There's been so much bad news, and there's been so much facile commentary, and so much shallow observation about everything, it seems, that's been going on in the world. I wanted to at least bring some erudition, if you will, some education and knowledge to our program tonight. I have a book here. It's written by Karen Armstrong, and it's called Islam. It is a short history of Islam. And I think, if anything, I can add to the program tonight, it would be an understanding, I think, of Islam. You remember last night I said, not that Islam is our enemy. The Taliban is our enemy. And in Sun Tzu, they say, if you know yourself but you don't know your enemy, you will suffer as many defeats as you do enjoy victories. The Taliban claims to believe in Islam. We know that they don't. What is it truly? And I wanted to... Now, what are you doing here, bud?
You said if I finish my work, I could come sit and watch.
All right. You want to sit there and watch?
Yeah, I want to look at a show.
All right. I'm going to be reading about Islam.
Right.
All right. In Islam, Muslims have looked for God in history. Their sacred scripture, the Quran, gave them a historical mission. Their chief...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
Mr. Hall said I'd be here.
Yeah, that's fine. Mr. Hall said you could be there. Would you mind?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Do you know I'm on the air?
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. All I can say is I'm sorry.
In Islam, Muslims have looked for God in history. Their sacred scripture, the Quran, gave them a historical mission. Okay, look at...
Excuse me.
Okay, I can't read this.
I'm sorry, excuse me. I did not mean to.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No, I want to watch.
Well, you may want to watch, but...
Why can't you move on?
What?
Why can't you move on?
Why can't I move on what?
If you hear something that's bad, don't draw attention to it. When you draw attention to it, then everybody knows.
Well, what are you eating, man? I mean, what's the story here?
I have a vegetarian. You got to admit that was sweet.
I don't have to admit anything.
You got to admit.
I'm not admitting a thing. What are you eating?
I'm on a vegetarian diet.
Why?
I just don't want to eat meat. I want to purify my system.
Do you realize if you eat nothing but vegetables, man, you're going to have... Come on, bud.
Oh, man. Man, man, man.
I'm going to read this, and I want you to shut up with that, okay?
But it's not bad. My lower colon gets stretched out.
Then leave the room.
You should move on and be a professional.
Oh, I see. So now you're telling me how to be a professional. What? What does he want? David, are you listening to what this guy is doing, okay?
Why don't you just take the guy's advice?
What advice?
Move on.
You want me to move on from the fact that this guy is sitting here breaking wind while I'm trying to read?
Look, you keep drawing attention to it. If you would just take it with a grain of salt.
Where does it say that a guy sits in my studio under a live mic and cuts farts all hour?
It doesn't say anywhere, but you drawing attention to it makes it worse. Now, I told Bud that he could watch the show.
Are you aware that he's gone vegetarian?
Yes. We had a couple of salads today.
You had a couple of salads? It sounds like he ate the whole freaking lettuce patch. What I'm trying to say to you, and I don't think it's too much, is for... You hear that? Listen to that.
Wow. Did I hear what?
Did you just hear that?
Yeah. Why do you draw attention to it?
How can I not draw attention to something like that? I'm sitting here trying... Oh.
Wow, bud.
Yeah!
So I warned you about picking on the company tard, okay? Just let it go and move on. Let it go and move on. Be a professional for the first time maybe in your life. Be a professional.
Yeah, be professional.
Be a professional.
Yes.
Let it move on.
Let it move on, yeah.
Let it move on.
Or whatever he said.
All I'm saying is that the people... All I'm saying...
That's right. What you need to do is... Don't draw attention to it. Just go ahead and read.
Why does he have to...
Because I told him that he could. It's part of the whole company, the company intern program.
All right.
Thank God I got my rubber underwear on.
Isn't that nice? Isn't that nice?
What?
You had to make a comment, too.
You need to move on.
All right, I'll move on. The experience of building such a society and living in it would give them intimations of the divine...
Excuse me.
Would give them intimations of the divine because they would be living in accordance with God's will.
Move on.
A Muslim had to redeem history, and that meant that state affairs were not...
Move on.
That meant that state affairs were not a distraction from spirituality, but the stuff of religion.
You gotta move on. You gotta move on. Mr. Hall said, don't draw attention. Move on.
But the stuff of religion itself, the political well-being of the political well-being of the Muslim community was a matter of supreme importance. Like any religious ideal, it was almost impossibly difficult to implement in the flawed and tragic conditions of history.
Wow! Move on!
Yes, I'm moving. Like any religious ideal, it was impossibly... developed their own rituals, mysticism, philosophy, and doctrine. Texts... Oh, come on, man.
You're gonna move on!
Sacred texts, laws, and shrines like everybody else. Doctrines, sacred texts, laws, and shrines. But all of these religious pursuits sprang directly from the Muslims frequently. Sprang directly from the...
You're not moving on.
Sprang directly from the... Get out of here!
What's the matter?
Get... Just start moving toward the door.
All right, I'm moving toward the door. Goodbye. Bye.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. What's the matter?
Did you hear that?
I thought it was very interesting.
What?
What you were reading about Islam.
And you didn't hear the rest of it, huh?
What?
The farting.
What farting?
1-800-449-8686. I'm going to tell you something, bud. If I ever...
Yeah, you got something to say?
I was going to say if I ever...
Want to hear it again?
If I ever... In my wildest being...
I'm the only guy I know make a fart 2 times in a row sound exact the same.
If I ever, if I, if you ever, I will.
Man, that no, salads, that's no good.
Yeah, that's right.
Sorry.
Oh, you didn't say excuse me.
Oh. Excuse me.
All right, you purposely butchered up part of my show, and for that, I'll never forget it, as long as I live. It's the Phil Henry Show. You know, I saw Jaws 3D the other night on TV. And can I help me with this? Did they spear the shark with the thing on the front of the ship? Mrs. Brody, she, you know, the, Sheriff Brody is dead. Oh, is that four? They're in that sailing ship with the long pointed thing on the bow of the sailboat. I don't know what you call that, but it's a long pointed thing. And he goes, okay, now! And, you know, he drives the pointed thing through the shark, and then the shark's just hanging off the front of it. That was with Michael Caine. How many Jaws was he in? Four or 3D? He was just the fourth one? Yeah, Michael Caine and the lady who played Mrs. Brody, and I forget who else was in that movie. I guess the original sheriff, that geeky sheriff guy, was in that. And we were sitting here talking about how a sequel may be better than the original, but you can't say the sequel was better because the original was the coolest. For instance, Star Trek Next Generation. Would you say that that's a better series than the original Star Trek? Yeah, you could. You could make an argument. But would you ever dare say that in public? Of course not. The original Star Trek is the original. Just like Empire Strikes Back is, frankly, a better movie than the first Star Wars movie. But you're not going to say it's better because the first Star Wars movie, that's cool. And even though Jaws 3D obviously is much superior, you would never dare say. All right, if you go to our website, philhenryshow.com, philhenryshow.com, you'll find a variety of things that you can access. If you're a subscriber, if you have your Phil Henry Show backstage pass, you get the daily flashback, you get more flashback audio. You can listen live 24 hours a day to the show, not listening live, but you can hear today's show anytime during a 24-hour period. You also get our 30-day archive. So if there's a show that you heard, if there's a bit that you heard, if, like so many of you who have called and said, how can I get a tape of that thing you just did? How can I get a tape of that hour that you guys just did? How do I get copies of your show? Now you get the backstage pass, you can log on, and you got 30 days worth of archive material. We also have our sound bits section, which has longer form bits. As a matter of fact, the preceding bit that we did, we ripped off from ourselves. We ripped off from a bit called Bridges of Madison County, which goes all the way back to our days in Miami. On our Sound Bits page, there's an interview with the B1 Bob Dornan, Spooge Demon Open, Your Own Personal Jesus, Live from Frank Dell Automotive, Cosmetological Catfight, World Cup Soccer, Nick the Glow, Meredith, Hungry Like the Coyote, all kinds of whack job stuff. It's all there for you on the Phil Henry Show website. $6.95 a month gets you the whole enchilada, baby, so log on, do it today. Phil Henry Polls America, today's poll, all-time crap TV spinoff. All-time crap can TV spinoff. We have this as an example, these following shows. Archie Bunker's Place, Joni Loves Chachi, The Ropers, Aftermath. These are all some real smellers. Star Trek Voyager. Now, I understand, I don't know anything about these shows, Star Trek Voyager, the Star Trek Next Generation, but I'm told that it was really bad, so we put it in there. Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Now, I know about that one, and that was a lousy show. I don't care what anybody says. Lousy. The wormhole. And you know the problem with that show is all of a sudden, the aliens were all humans just in makeup. So the teenage aliens were all pissed at their parents, too, but their parents were reptilian. Other than that, they'd go to dances, and they'd drink soft drinks, and they'd go out with human girls. Like, this is ever going to happen. And the Ferengi and all of that stuff just jive. Now, Misadventures of Sheriff Lobo. That was the spinoff from Dukes of Hazzard. Really bad. Oh, BJ and the, oh, God, BJ and the Bear. Do we remember a different world? Yes, we do. Do we want to forget? Yes, we do. Can we? No. Daria. How many of you remember Daria? That was a spinoff from Beavis and Butthead. Saved by the Bell, The College Years. Yikes! Just Three's a Crowd. Where Jack gets married, and then it's like his parents move in. It just sucked. What's Happening Now? Was that JJ that got married and then went out? Or who got... Raj gets married and he's got to deal with some wife. It sucked. And then here's one that will forever live as the most bizarre spinoff in the history of God and man on this or any other planet. The Munsters Today. This aired in like 1987. Fred Gwynne had finally had enough. He didn't want to come back as Herman Munster. He'd had the Cotton Club. He'd had a couple of nice things happen for him. He wanted to keep the ball rolling on his film career, so he said, kiss that goodbye. So they brought in John Shuck. And if you remember John Shuck from MASH, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, had a nice career there in Robert Altman movies. I don't know what happened to him. By the late 80s, he's playing Herman Munster on The Munsters Today. Lee Merriweather is playing the vampire mom. It's just wrong, just all wrong, right? I mean, Yvonne DiCarlo, she was the mom. Eddie Munster, whoever that got, Butch Patrick. And then finally, Love Boat, The Next Wave. Those are the all-time crap TV spinoffs. What did you vote for? I voted for Munsters Today. And let's take a look and see how the rest of America voted. In the Phil Hendry Polls of America Crap TV Spinoff of All Time, leading with 22%, Joni Loves Chachi. In second place with 17%, Saved by the Bell, The College Years. In third place with 14%, Love Boat, The Next Wave. And then wiping up the rear at 8%, A Piece, The Ropers, and After MASH. And there you have it, our all-time crap TV spinoff. We do this every day, our Phil Hendry Polls America, a part of the Phil Hendry website. So log on, enjoy it. I'm sure that you'll love it. We ought to be giving what we can to help our fellow Americans. We are now getting just a little, just a little tired of all of the crap in an effort to help victims, the things they're raising money, and it's an intelligent question. The latest comes from a company from San Jose. They're auctioning stuff on eBay. Auction for America will give you the chance to bid for such nuggets as an extra on That 70s Show and a leather bikini that was worn by Bo Derek when she was 50. Now, Bo Derek's old leather bikini. All right. One swim in that thing and you got beef jerky. I mean, you know, a leather bikini? Yeah, leather. That's a good thing to get wet. What? Now, here's an item that is very interesting. It's a pillow that Mariah Carey and Elton John used to support their backs during their Ally McBeal appearances. A pillow that Mariah Carey put her ass on. Where do I sign up for that? I'm serious. They want to raise $100 million. They're $95 million short there on Auction for America. Now, it's very easy to sit back and criticize, absolutely. But I'm going to tell you something. I'm one who gave his money, and I'm sure everybody in this room did. They're all shaking their heads no. Let's just pretend like you guys did. Yeah, everybody in this room gave their... So we've all given money, so we do have a right to ask, how is it being disseminated, where is it going, and what are they doing? I totally understand what Clooney says when he says, hey, look, man, I can't give all this money away within 6 weeks. Totally get it. I also understand that it's difficult to track down which people need what. But I don't get the whole Red Cross thing where they're saving it for some future terrorist attack. Oh, that's really, that's wonderful. You know, you got a whole bunch of people, like kids that need the money. You got families that have been put out on the street. And, well, we don't want to use it for them. Why? Well, there might be another terrorist attack, so let's just let them sit and eat. They can eat out of, like, K-rations on the street because there might be some other. Well, the next terrorist attack, what are we, living in a penthouse? Yeah. The next one, everybody gets beef bourguignon, and we're going to have, like, tri-tip on a barbecue. This one, just sit on your ass and wait for the guy to come around passing out, like, you know, baggies full of Pop-Tarts. She was fired from her job, asked to step down. So I think that, you know, definitely we should give, but some of this stuff is, like, very, very bizarre. And again, it's a very intelligent question, like, where is all this jack going, man? Yesterday, by the way, I saw that video of those four kids that were on TV. I said, this is what they're doing now. They're scraping the bottom of the barrel, getting six-year-olds on TV, the Taliban to parade around with the guns. Turned out that was Osama bin Laden's kids. Did you see the one picture? The one kid looked exactly like him. Good-looking kid. It's his kids, and they're running around, and they're saying they're going to kick America's ass and all that other crap. Other news, America's dropping leaflets, or as I heard one talk station today describe them as brochures. We're dropping leaflets with that Omar guy's face and crosshairs with the word warning. Problem is, none of the people in Afghanistan can read. If they can, they damn sure can't read English. So there's another score one for the propaganda war. Yeah, they on the KFI Junior up the dial today, I heard them say, they're dropping brochures. Do you know what a brochure is? It's like advertising for the wine and cheese sampler at 4 o'clock at the bed and breakfast. We're not dropping that. We're dropping leaflets. Brochure. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Get ready, Afghanistan. It's Radio Free Afghanistan with the Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java Show.
Right, baby, about 5 minutes after hour right now, Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java here. And this is the sound of Britney. That's something else. I love that.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Right, I dig that sound, that whole thing that he's doing there. Anyways, a little bit minutes after the hour here, and we're going to check traffic now up there, and the byways and skyways there. Are there anybody got up there for us, baby? What's going on?
Especially right now, I'm still looking at a camel pile up, but I don't know what.
Thanks a lot.
You got it.
All right, so check it out. Coming up later on, of course, will be the Tar Records out there. Kabul, this is Radio Free Afghanistan. They're getting all that good American green, you know? Whoa! All right, yeah? You know, it won't be long now. They got the hot tub piled up, everything going on, all right? They drop all the bombs, but at least they gave us a radio station, right? All right.
Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java will be back in just a moment.
Hello, my name's Omar. Calm down. We have cars, 14th and 15th Street. Move, or just to go right, and, this landmark was blown up. Okay, well, the lot's not there anymore. It's this Daisy Cutter.
Now back to Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java on Radio Free Afghanistan.
That's too much, you know. I was talking to this guy the other day because he said, look, I have this car lot, right? I says, boy, right? He says, but America dropped the bomb. It's not there anymore. Can I cancel my advertising? I said, do I look stupid? Time to check traffic now. Let's get out back of the traffic, the highways, the byways. What the hell going on out there with Jimmy Ricky? Go
ahead. All right, the only thing you're going to hear is that the economy of the kingdom and what they are and say the economy of the United States Special Forces down for after is it sucks. This is Jimmy Ricky here with the traffic.
Yeah, this is nuts, you know. So they said to me, because I live in a cave, everything. Oh, Osama Bin Laden. Come here. How you doing, baby?
I'm doing all right.
Osama, sit down. Look, I got some million things I got to ask you. Thanks for making it by and swinging by the show. It's beautiful for you.
It's good to be here. And, you know, I'm getting my ass bombed, but...
Yeah, what's going on?
It's tough, you know. I live in cave. And it's just tough, you know.
Now, when's the CD coming out?
That's going to be backed up. You know, I had to get to Islamabad. We're putting the finishing touches on it. Probably going to mix it down later the week. Hopefully be in the stores by March.
Because I know, you know, you fly the jets into the building and all that's a big mess, you know?
Yeah, those guys freelanced, you know, they really screwed up.
Did you give the word on that?
What?
Did you give the big word on it?
No, I did not order. See, that's what I tried to tell these assholes, you know? I didn't say nothing about flying a plane into a building. These two jackasses, right? I says, what would I do this for when I've got the CD coming out, we've got the concert tour come up this summer? Right?
No, it didn't make sense to me either, you know. That's why I said, when Mustafarif was in town, I says, you're going to talk to Bush, right?
Yeah.
And he says, yeah, I'm going to see Bush later. I says, it don't make no sense. He's going to come up with the concert tour and everything else. So anyway, what's up with Mariah Carey? You know, right?
Well, she was going to be on the album, but, you know, this whole thing come down now. Nobody wants to talk to me.
Is it lonely?
You know, it's interesting you ask me that. Yeah, it's lonely. But I'm a homosexual anyway, so...
You got the underage boys, right?
Yeah, I do. I sex with them, you know.
What about with your sons, too?
You know, I, if you want a friend of mine, I'd cut your throat right now. But...
Yeah, okay. Listen, let's listen to something from the CD, all right? This is Osama Bin Laden. I know you hate his guts, but I like what you're doing here. I really do. This is a nice departure for you from when you worked with B.B. King. This is Osama Bin Laden, and... I got when I move, I go. Yeah, that's crazy. That is beautiful. This is Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java. This is Radio Free Afghanistan. A few minutes away from the top of the hour, special in studio guest Osama Bin Laden. Hey, how you doing, babe?
Yeah,
it's nice to see you.
Thank you.
That's nice. I like that. That's a good sound.
Thank you. Yeah. No, I caught it. We're going to.
So what are the tour dates? Where are you going?
Well, we had to cancel America. You know, I had the New York date, but...
What do you think of these assholes, they blow up the building?
I mean, I told them, you know, I gave them the book. I guess it's my fault. I wanted to complete American tour before they did that, but, you know.
You bombed out, huh?
Yeah, I'm totally bombed.
What's it like, the cave?
Well, it's a lot of rat meat.
you know, I'm sitting on my, you know, let me put it this way. I got big advance from record company, right?
Yeah.
And I was building a home, you know, as Holmby Hills, right next to Hef. You know, and now all of a sudden I got to live in a cave. I mean, there's a big difference between, you know, a blonde in the hot tub. She's going, you know, that kind of thing. You know,
okay, watch it, man, because you're Islam, you know.
Oh, that's right. I'm not supposed to have sex. But this is...
you know, those accordion solos. I want to hear those accordion solos one more time because they're really nuts. Who's that on the horn?
Yeah, that's me.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Osama bin Laden here with us here on the Job and Jovial Johnny Java show. It's just a few minutes. Oh, wow, it's nuts. Let's go check traffic right now with Jimmy. Jimmy out there in the I-5. What's going on, Jimmy? Okay, and tell us a little bit about what's happening there.
Right, stagecoach pileup over here on the left road. Everything, the freeway, the Northern Alliance, moving on there, and a whole bunch of bullcrap. Okay, this is Jimmy Johnson here with the traffic.
More on the Jumpin' Jovial Jimmy Java show in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Omar. I listen to Jumpin' Jovial Jimmy Java because I won 5,000 Uzbekistanis on last week's Name That Ape show.
And you can too. Dial the big number and be the big winner of the Jumpin' Jovial Johnny show.
That's right, baby. Don't forget, we do that each every morning here at Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java show. Going to get that money. I'm talking with Osama bin Laden here and also Yasser Arafat stopped by. Saddam Hussein's here. He's nuts, right?
He's a good friend, yeah.
He's here. Hey, Saddam, how you doing? All right. This is beautiful because it's been so long since I've seen your cats, you know. When's the album coming out?
A year or something, the Anthrax, you know.
The album called Anthrax?
Yeah, you got it.
Anthrax, you got it?
No, the album's called Anthrax, you're right.
Anthrax, you're right?
No, you asshole. The name of the album is Anthrax.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Saddam's nuts, right?
No, he's a good friend. He's wild. He's wild.
All right, my in-studio guest here is Osama bin Laden. This is Jumpin' Jovial Johnny Java on the Phil Hendry Show. By the way, he's doing all these voices right now. And we'll be right back in a moment. 1-800-449-8686. You're crazy, you know that?
Well, thanks for having me on.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I would love that if Yasser Arafat, Osama bin Laden, Muammar Gaddafi, Saddam Hussein, they were all like jazz musicians, and you just, they're in a studio, and they're talking to all of them about their forthcoming CDs. Okay, anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Just checking out our Phil Hendry Polls America poll, and right now it looks like Joni Loves Chachi is leading the way on the most crap TV sitcom spinoff. I don't get why it is that people always just hone in on one thing. Every time we do these polls, it's one thing that gets all the votes, and everything else is like 10, 15 percentage points behind. Like yesterday's poll, for instance. Well, actually, yesterday's poll was almost a dead heat. At what point would you use nukes? And there was a tie between, if another U.S. target is hit here, I would never use nukes. They're both tied, 29%. Everything else, though, something always wins by a big margin. For instance, really oddball hobby, Legos if you're over 18. That had 18%. Everything else was way down the list. And on and on and on it goes. We did one, for instance, which team can baseball flush right now without missing a beat? Montreal. By 44% over the nearest one, which was Anaheim, 16%. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, and I'm on in Miami, and I love the people of Miami, and I like that town, you could take the Florida Marlins and disband them and fire all their players and not have any of them play baseball again, and I think that would be only healthy for baseball. You know, it's a really interesting thing, the expansion of the last 10 years in baseball. Not that anybody really wants to talk about that, but I think I will for a moment. First of all, they jammed four new teams down our throat, and they're going to get rid of two of them. Yeah, that's really planning. Another team, the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. Who needs them, huh? Here's Jay on the Phil Hendry Show. Jay?
Hey, how you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I'm just a long-time listener. I do truck driving over the road, and I just wanted to say I'm glad I got on. In fact, I listened to you talking about the expansion.
Those guys, because expansion teams are not very good to begin with. But I don't see any reason to have the Tampa Bay Devil Rays other than to say, well, there's football, basketball, and hockey down there. Why not baseball? And they build a dome down there. Didn't they build a St. Petersburg dome?
Yeah, the Thunderdome. They're all three non-producing teams.
So in other words, what they do is they build a dome, and then they expect somebody's supposed to move a baseball team into it. What the hell for? You build a dome, you build a dome. Go and have a freaking monster truck rally.
Well, actually, the Tampa Bay Dome for the Devil Rays is not in Tampa itself, but 30 miles away in St. Petersburg.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Is the name of that one?
Well, that's the Thunderdome. And now we got the Raymond James Stadium here in Tampa, which is for the Buccaneers.
Oh, whatever. All right, pal. Well, we're glad you're there.
All righty. Thanks.
God bless you, man. All right, beautiful. 1-800-449-8686. I would like to see them get rid of like half of the teams in baseball, starting with the Expos, then on to the Florida Marlins, then the Anaheim Angels. There's a really interesting story there, the Anaheim Angels, a team that's always been lousy, and it shocks me that anybody is a fan of that ball club. See, I grew up a Dodger fan. I grew up in Los Angeles, and there was only one reason why I would ever go to an Angel game. When I was a kid, my old man took me to Dodger games. I grew up out in Arcadia, and you would come down the Pasadena Freeway, and you would get off at Stadium Way, and there you are at Dodger Stadium, and you're watching the Dodgers. And the Angels, who cared? So there was only one reason why we would ever go see the Angels, and that's when the Yankees were in town. So my father would say, you got to see the New York Yankees. You got to go out and see the Yankees, because at that time, it was like Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, Joe Pepitone, Whitey Ford, the great Cleet Boyer, the great Elston Howard. I mean, they had some guys on the team. You wanted to see these guys. You weren't going out there to see the Angels play baseball. The only time we'd go is so the only American League team that we ever had any interest in watching were the New York Yankees. Every other American League team, you didn't want to watch them. And frankly, there were only a few National League teams. We want to see the Giants play. You know, like the Cubs or something. And forget it. The rest of it sucked. So the Angels really never really had any kind of a following, and they still don't. Still don't. So those guys ought to go the way of whatever the hell the way is that they got to go. And if they're thinking of bringing the Marlin owner in here, so that might be half the battle is fought right there. Bring that guy in to run that team into the ground, and there, boom, you run them out of business. Now we got ourselves a Major League Baseball roster we can be proud of, like half of those stinking teams gone. Let's just make it back to the day. New York, Chicago, Detroit, St. Louis, L.A., San Francisco. Bring back the Browns. Not the Cleveland Browns, the St. Louis Browns. Okay, anyway, here is John on the Phil Henry Show. John?
Hi, Phil.
Hi.
Hey, I just have a comment about this contraction of the Major League Baseball. I think it's just all happening especially to the Twins, because he's the owner that'll just roll over and take $250 million and sell out the entire town and all the fans. And
well, what all the fans?
Well, I guess there aren't very many.
Yeah,
left
you
there.
Got it. Yeah, and you take the $250 million too. You know, the Twins
sure
have
would.
Got a great legacy. I've heard people say they've got a tremendous legacy as a team, and yes, they do, but they don't have any fans there.
That's true, but if you look at the other expansion teams, you know, they've got stadiums, they're willing to try to make things work, but, you know, the Twins, his owner, he's just ready to roll over and take the money and run, and I think he's just
well, what is he what's he supposed to do?
Well, you know, if it's all about business, you know, that's a good move on his part, because I'm sure he can get a contraction deal with the major league.
Right, but what is he supposed to do?
Well, I think he should take a stand, you know, maybe show some pride in what the Minnesota Twins were, and maybe stand up for the community a little bit and try to tough things out.
Well, nobody's coming to see the game. Nobody's coming to see them play. They want a new stadium. Should he go ahead and bankroll a new stadium?
Well,
personally, because the people of Minnesota basically have said what the people here in L.A. said. We're not building a stadium. You guys want to bring a team here? That's great. We're not going to build it for you.
You know, I agree with you there. I think just maybe, you know, in a couple of years, I think it's all just a ploy to kind of, in a couple of years, have another team back there in Minnesota. And
right. Let's get back to Minnesota, and they can draw another 7,000 a game. That's a great business move. Thank you, sir. Let's go back. Look, it. Minnesota has a great baseball team. It doesn't mean that they've got a great fan base. They got Harmon Killebrew, Rod Craig. Yeah, I got it already, okay? They went to the World Series. Yeah, I understand. Mudcat Grant, Jim Cott, all them cats, baby. Zoyo Versailles, I saw them all. But the fans don't show up, so who cares? It's like the Vikings. That's another ball club. Everybody talks about the great Minnesota Viking football team and their wonderful fans. When they played at that Bloomington Stadium out in the cold when it was 850 degrees below zero, nobody came out to those games. They didn't even sell out playoff games. Don't give me this baloney about, you know, what a great football, Bloomington in the winter and no team wanted to play there and all that nice stuff. Well, that might be true, but nobody even wanted to go see the games up there. Come on. And Miami, forget it. Nobody goes see baseball there. They go watch hockey. I guess they like the football rules in Miami. And baseball, forget it. You want to know why? Because in the summertime in Miami, it pours like downtown Saigon. In the summer in Miami, the rain comes down like you're sitting in the Philippines. It just and then combine that with the lightning storms they get. What time? Oh, just about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night. Funny, that's when the first pitch is for a baseball game. Oops. So about 7:30, 8 o'clock at night in Miami, Florida, the rain and the thunder and the lightning comes through there like the end of the world. Black clouds, rain pouring down in buckets. Hey, son, let's go on out and see the game. Forget it. So that means they got to build a dome stadium. I know. Why don't they build what the Arizona Diamondbacks have got? Sometimes they got a dome, and sometimes they take it off. It's only about $1 billion to build something like that. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Taxpayer, want to pony up? You mean you don't? What happened to the good old days when the taxpayer would bend over and grip both ankles and kind of turn back and say, do you want me to grease or you? And just get ready for it. What happened to those good old days when we'd go out and build ballparks and build dome stadiums and sometimes a dome stadium and retractable roof? What happened to those days? You want to know what happened to those days? Forget it. Them days are gone, man. There's a few towns, we're living in one of them, they ain't going to build no stadium. And as much as I love football and miss football, I agree. Not one red cent goes out of my pocket to build some ballpark. You want to know what comes out of my pocket? The price of the ticket. And the $18 beer, and the $160 hot dog, and the $1,400 baseball cap, and the $16 million bag, and all the crap that I buy, and then the other extra $846,000 that I got to pay for my family. What a buy. Come on out and see some football in L.A. Only $16,423.36 for a family of two per game. You're going to love it. Forget it, brother. I got satellite, I got the dish, I got the whole thing going on. And as far as baseball goes, yeah, you know what? When they get another 10 years under their belt and they get a World Series in every year, maybe I'll go back and watch a baseball game. They murdered it for me in 94. I mean, they put a knife through it in 94 for me. Last season, not a bad season. I kind of like last season. Cleveland, Minnesota, Chicago, they're really good stories out of last season. They want to butcher it up with another player strike this spring. See you later, Ace. 80 ball players out of work. Boo hoo. Phil Henry Show.